More than you believe. Only 2 goals in the first half. 2 goals. Are you a joke? More than you believe, hey? More than you believe.
What did you want?
More than 2 goals. Sorry, is that Haaland?
His accent, I don't want to, you know.
I think on that one, we'll just say welcome back to the OG Boys podcast.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. Hello, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Been watching the response from last week. Tell them.
Oh my God, it was absolutely fantastic. Honestly, the comments, so many comments as well. So appreciate that. And Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
The response has been like, I don't know, brilliant. So much better than we thought it would be. We knew it'd be good, but we didn't realize it'd be this good. Like,
yeah, not at all.
I'm just buzzing with it, to be honest. And
I'm absolutely
it's only
buzzing
gonna
with
get
it.
Bigger and better, isn't it?
Absolutely. So stay with us.
So, and getting straight into the podcast, like, we're not going to hang about, are we?
We don't hang about.
We're going to go with what I was sort of introduced the podcast with, which is the Pep Guardiola and Haaland half-time interaction.
Why was he arguing?
Hold on, before you go in.
But why?
Man City, 3-0. Yeah. How boring is it that they're still amazing?
It is boring, but for fantasy points, it's not boring.
Yeah, good point. But I didn't captain Haaland, but we won't talk about it. This is not a fantasy Premier League podcast.
Okay,
anyway,
sorry.
Did Pep Guardiola say to Haaland at halftime? Like, if you're him, what's he saying to you? Because you've just scored 2 goals. Are you fuming no matter what he's saying to you? Go on, tell us.
Wait, are you saying...
No, I just want your opinion first before we go into
I think he's just telling him, because he may have scored 2 goals, but he may not have done the things that Pep told him to do before the game. And I think he's just...
So you just think even though you scored... Yeah, but okay, but what are you doing? So you're Haaland now. Yeah. Yeah, like, how are you reacting? You're like, Pep, I've just scored 2. What do you want from me? Do you want me to score 3?
I wouldn't even argue with him. I'd be like, yes, Pep. Yes, Pep.
You just say, yeah.
I'd be like, I'll do whatever you want.
Well, even if you scored like 5, you'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, mate.
All right, let's improv it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm storming. Imagine I'm just storming over to you. Okay. More than you believe! Haaland! What is that? 2 goals! Are you joking?
2. Yes. Do I need 3? 4?
More than you believe? Rubbish.
Rubbish.
You did nothing that game other than score 2 goals.
Do his accent. What's his accent?
I think we'll leave the Haaland.
I'm not very good at his accent.
I think we'll leave the Haaland interaction with Pep. But what I think is just Pep's a weirdo. Like, why
Pep's
do you need?
Not weird.
Why does he need Haaland to be so?
Because he wants him to do better
than 2 goals
compared to last season.
We're going to move on to WWE in the Premier League.
Oh wait. Okay, yeah.
So as you all may have seen, so we're filming this Tuesday morning, straight after the Man United versus Wolves game, where Andre Onana has literally flown out and speared. I've got his name. Let me check how I can say this. Cesar Kalajic.
Yes.
Yes.
That
has
guy.
Literally speared him in the face. The referees have looked at it. Well, no, the on-pitch referee's gone no penalty, and the VAR have gone. Do you know what? I've seen him spear him in the face there. I've seen him punch him in the head. But do you know what? No.
I can't believe the fact that they have all those cameras. All of those cameras.
Yeah.
They see it in slow-mo. They see it in normal. And they just think, that's fine. It's just a little bit. I don't get it, because there's contact. Clearly contact.
Yeah, what we're going to do is I'm the on-field.
What's their excuse, though?
They don't have an excuse. It's embarrassing. I'm the on-field referee, okay? So this incident's just happening, right?
Am I the VAR?
Yeah, you're the VAR. We're talking, okay. Right? So I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Right, so I've just seen it happen. Yeah, play on nothing there, mate. Nothing there. Play on great punch in the head.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. But we're just going to check it. Just
what are you checking?
Yeah. We've heard there may be contact, but we'll watch it.
Contact.
I
saw contact. Yeah, he punched him in the head.
And
literally spear,
no,
sorry.
No.
He didn't spear him in the head?
Wait, who? Is it Onana? Oh, no. There's no contact there.
Well, he didn't spear. Well, I literally saw him spear him in the face.
Well, yeah, but lighting wise and everything, it just from your angle, no.
Oh, what,
nothing happened.
The lighting affected it,
yeah.
Oh, because of the floodlights and stuff.
Yeah.
Or is he in your fantasy as well?
No.
I've got him in mind, so
he's got a United badge on, so
shall I go and book the Wolves manager?
Oh, yeah, just because he was claiming
it was a penalty. And we're at Man United, so we don't give penalties, do we?
Yeah, you got
okay, so I'll go and book him.
Please do.
Shall I make sure, though, after the game that I come out and apologize for being a twat?
Yeah, but.
But wait,
you can do
game.
That. Yeah. I'm not us.
Okay.
Cheers.
Yeah. So basically, that is exactly how the VAR went. Something along those lines. If you don't have the context, you haven't watched the game. Basically, a cross came in from the Wolves. I think it might be Pedro Neto or someone on the right hand side.
Yeah.
He's crossed this ball in. Onana's come flying out. You can see something bad about to happen. He's completely missed the ball and he's punched the striker in the
like
head, basically.
Properly,
speared him in the face.
Proper contact as well. Like it could have been a rugby tackle.
Like a rugby tackle. Like he's just completely missed the ball.
Yeah, and it's
100% a penalty, isn't it? There's no...
Mate, my group chat was popping off with like people being like, that got to be a penalty. If it's not a penalty, I might commit.
Yeah.
It wasn't it was like, you know, that kind of level.
It's 100% a penalty. The Premier League started off with controversy. Maybe they do on purpose. Just get people talking. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm a United fan, so I would take a 1-0 victory in a clean sheet.
I don't get it. Maybe they wanted people to, you know, love the Premier League, love the
Why would they love that? That's a hate.
No, because people talk about it. It's a talking point, isn't it?
No, I get you. But little shout out to Wolves. How good were Wolves?
They were decent. They should have beat you like 4-1 at least.
It was a bit embarrassing from United, but I mean, we'll...
You somehow scraped and got 3 points as well.
Yeah, what we're going to do is I'm going to move on from that because we got our 3 points. We got a clean sheet, right? So now I want you to be the referee apologising. So after the game, another bit of context before we go into this little improvised sketch. After the game, and I'm not joking, it must have been... Can't have been more than 10 minutes after the game or as soon as it's happened, someone from the PGMOL, the Referee Association, whatever you call it, has apologised to the Wolves manager, O'Neill, and said that it should have been a blatant penalty. Not just a penalty, blatant penalty, okay? So I'm going to be O'Neill, you're going to be, I think it was John Moss. So apologise to me.
Hi, I'm John. Remember me from the pitch?
No, it wasn't the ref on the pitch. It was the ref
I thought there was. Hi, I'm John.
Hi, John.
So, you know that thing...
What thing?
Happened on the pitch?
Oh, what, the thing that was a blatant penalty that you didn't give?
Oh, yeah. That was a penalty. We should have given it as a penalty. But let's forget about that. Well done with the game.
Was that your apology?
Anyway,
good
luck next week.
Does an apology get me any points? Like, do we get some points for that in the Premier League table?
That's talk to someone else about that.
So basically, your apology is worthless?
No. I've tried, okay?
Tried to what?
I've tried...
Are you an embarrassment? Are you a joke?
Have a good rest of your night.
And yeah, so basically, to sum that up, the refereeing was a joke.
It was atrocious.
The apology doesn't really help, does it? Like,
not at all. I don't know. There's no point in apologising because to all those fans as well, they should have watched their team get a point.
I saw someone say
three
all
points.
The fans should get like a refund.
Oh, I did see
that's
that.
A bit too far, chill out.
But they have travelled and they wanted their team deserved the 3 points.
Anyway, moving on. But talking about fighting. Sort of in football. We're going to think about Roy Hodgson.
Is that your... Go on, yeah.
So we're
going to
put
Roy now.
Another bit of context, okay? So Roy Hodgson, 76 years of age, the Crystal Palace manager, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He has got into a little... I guess you could call it a little scrap, a little fight.
A little one.
Max Lowe, the Sheffield United... I think he's a left back or something.
A player.
Okay. So Roy Hodgson, that's you now, okay? You're going to be Roy.
I'm Roy.
I don't mean that.
I haven't heard of him in a while, okay. So I need to...
I'm going
to
interview you after your 12-round fight with Sheffield United defender, Roy Hodgson. So Roy.
Yeah.
Do you want to give me a mate? You okay?
You can carry on.
How did your fight go? How do you analyse your performance?
I think the experience I have, I think I'm absolutely just a clear winner.
Why are you fighting at 76 years old?
Am I too old to fight? What are you saying?
No, I'm just asking you a question.
No, I just...
Why did you fight him? What did he say?
He got in my face.
He got in your face?
Kind of.
That was it?
He just picked up his ball, didn't he?
He picked up his ball?
He tried to get
his
ball.
Didn't he give you a little shove?
Oh, yeah, that was why, yeah. I just...
What did you say to him?
Oh, you...
Tell me exactly.
You little bastard. Your team shit.
Your team shit, that's it. Your team shit.
Wait, who won that game at the end?
Palace won 1-0.
Yeah, were they 1-0 up at this point?
I don't know.
Let's say they were.
Okay,
I'm just chatting shit to him, basically.
Okay, so you're just basically showing up.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to be big boy, you know.
I think you are, because you're 76. But realistically, Roy, 76 years old, this guy's probably 50 years younger than you. If he turns around and fights you, what's going to go
but
on
He's
there?
Not going to do that on
no,
TV,
no, you're still
he?
Roy. Don't... Oh.
Yeah, well, I knew he was scared. He's
He ran away, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he ran away. He wouldn't do anything.
He wouldn't do nothing. He was just all talk, wasn't he?
No, I'm surprised Roy did that, but 76 years old, good for him.
I rate it because it's one of those things. I think it's more of an impulsive moment where it's like, you know, when something happens, you get like pushed or something, can you sort of see the red mist or whatever for a second? You're sort of head loss for a second. I think Roy just sort of forgot that he was 76. And it's kind of like, I'm going to fight you. If that guy
probably
turns
the
down and actually squares up to him. Whoa. That guy actually squares up to him. Like, Roy's fucked.
Yeah, but he's not going to do that on TV. No,
I think, you know what I mean?
I think about that, though. Any fight on TV, no one's really going to, like, knock someone out. So you could just be a bit of a, you know, back and forth push. Apart from Onana. That's about it.
He's going to fight, yeah. Anyway.
Spear someone.
Moving on to Chelsea and Liverpool. 1-1 draw.
Yes.
Todd Boehly taking all of Liverpool's potential transfers.
This is actually crazy.
So what we're going to do is a little improvised sketch, all right? You're going to be the classic that everyone loves, Jurgen Klopp. How are we, Jurgen?
Actually not very good.
Why?
I sold my midfielders and I still don't have a DM.
So what's going on with Kai...
Hold on, man. Todd Boehly.
Oh, hello, Todd.
How are you, Klopp?
No, very poor
Thanks
now.
Thanks for Caicedo and Lavia.
Caicedo, I love ya.
Yeah, so we're just taking him off you. Thank you so much. Yes. Why did you let him have us? No, I can't talk.
Well, I don't know. I need a DM. Can I have anyone? Do you know anyone?
We have a guy called Connor Jailiger, and he's not really a quarterback, but you can have him for $50 million if you want.
$50 million?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Give me.
No, on a reel. So basically, context here is Klopp. Liverpool are trying to sign a defensive midfielder, aren't they?
Yes.
And Chelsea are basically nabbing their midfielders.
Nabbing the two. And it's always been said, apparently, Caicedo's always wanted Chelsea.
But my
always.
Question is, why go to Chelsea over Liverpool? Other than the fact you're going to get paid a shit ton more, probably, and get like an 8-year contract.
That's the reason. You just told the reason.
But that's it.
But, I mean...
But you're a Chelsea fan.
I am indeed.
Try and take your bias out. Who do you rather play for, Liverpool or Chelsea? If you're like Caicedo right now.
That's tough because, I mean, the last year, we both didn't have the best season that we hoped. But Chelsea...
But yours... Whoa.
No.
You can't
not
really
saying,
compare Liverpool and Chelsea season.
I'm saying we're not... I said we didn't have the best season we'd hoped for. Chelsea's was dog shit. Chelsea was dog shit.
Liverpool's was poor. But, yours was dog shit.
Yeah, I know. Okay, cheers.
Yeah, sorry. Just wanted to win.
Caicedo sees the project. He sees where we're going to
go.
What
project? You're Klopp.
The $1 billion we spent in the last few seasons.
I mean, I think it's more the fact that you're just going to get paid more. You're just going
to
get along.
That is the reason. I was trying to give another reason that was actually like, you know,
so we'll
kind
do
of
now
believable.
Is RB Todd, right?
Oh, yes.
You're Caicedo, right? You're about to... Liverpool have just had their fee accepted, yeah. Right? And I'm going to persuade you to join me, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know what Caicedo sounds
I'm just
like.
Writing,
just
I'm about
free.
To sign the contract.
So you're
okay.
Literally about to sign the contract, okay? So.
Hey, Caicedo! Can you come sign for us instead of those Liverpoolians?
Why would I do that?
I will offer you like 10 times the amount and I will give you like a 115-year contract.
So I get paid...
$250,000 a week minimum. That's without like upgrades.
Upgrades, okay.
We'll play you a quarterback.
A quarterback? He's so posh. Quarterback?
Yeah. Well,
that was so posh.
So posh.
You'll play your quarterback and we'll give you an 8-year contract.
I get paid for 8 years straight. But
8 years
regardless
straight.
Of anything.
Well, let's be honest. Liverpool are going to give you a 4-year contract.
Double that and I get paid bank.
Yeah, so if anyone's actually wondering why...
And Chelsea are a good team as
why
well.
Why are you going to Chelsea over Liverpool? Let's be honest. It's not for the project, really, is it? You'd rather play... Let's just do it. You'd rather play for Klopp than Poch.
Well, you know how we will do.
And you'd rather play for Liverpool.
This is your opinion, by the way. Can't be like you would.
So it's just got to be the money. Anyway, moving on. Harry Kane, how are we?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah. So you finally got out
Mate,
of the Tottenham
wrist,
prison.
Out of these cuffs. I just got them off. Oh, my God.
Out of these what?
The cuffs. I got my cuffs off.
Oh, your Tottenham handcuffs.
Yeah, because I was in a prison. Yeah.
How was it emotional leaving Spurs, Harry?
Not really.
Why not?
Took me a fucking year to get out of there.
Are you happy to leave?
I was relieved.
What about your partnership with Heung-min Son?
Yeah, mate, I will miss Sonny Boy. I love him.
Sonny who?
Sonny Boy.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah, me and him have got, you know.
How's it going in Bayern training? Like, do you understand German?
Honestly, mate, I've got no fucking clue what's going on.
Harry Kane, can you speak German for us?
No. I know Ich heiße Harry Kane.
What does that mean?
I think it's my name is Harry Kane or I am Harry
Kane.
Mark,
I don't know why you're looking at me like
no,
I know German.
That's the only German I knew from school. So that's...
Harry, can you go back in character? Can you talk us through? So Sorry. When you arrived at Bayern's training ground and you saw all the trophies...
Mate, oh my God, I was bamboozled, I don't know. I was just... I didn't know what to do with myself. I ran around like a screaming little girl. Like a little girl.
How many was there?
Oh, it's about... Too many to count. More than Tottenham. Sorry.
Did you bring the curse? Did you bring the Tottenham curse with you though? Because can you talk us?
No, well, everyone said this.
Well, what has everyone said?
Yeah, but it was my fault that we lost that.
What did you lose? The Super Cup.
The Super Cup.
It was Super.
It was another. It didn't.
3-0.
Yeah, but I'll be lied to. Good
as,
team.
Yeah, as Thomas Müller would say, you can take the man out of Tottenham, but you cannot take Tottenham out of the man.
Oh, no, fuck off, right?
No, but. Harry, on a reel, are you happy to be at Bayern?
Oh, I am. I'm really excited.
And Harry, on a reel, how good's this first segment of the podcast been?
It's been spectacular, actually. Spectacular. I couldn't even say the word. Spectacular.
Thanks, Harry.
Bye. training in Bayern München for scoren ich einen goals in Tottenham. No, Müller.
Müller. Ja.
Am I saying this right? Ich bin training in einen goals.
What are you trying to say?
I'm training for Bayern Munich to score loads of goals and more than I did for Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay, say it again.
I'm training in Tottenham, in Bayern Munich training, and mate, how do you do it?
This. Yeah, your German is coming along very, very good.
It's not very good, is it?
No, it's very good. It's one of those things that maybe just work on it a little bit more.
I'll go home and do time.
Yeah, so Harry, okay. Come with
So anyway,
away from Harry Kane.
In this segment, we're going to answer some questions from some of our followers. Weird footballing questions that we've asked our followers to send us. So if you want to get involved, follow our Instagram. We'll give you
what's our Instagram
at OG Boys, and follow our Instagram. We'll give you a not poll, it's a story next
little
week.
Little question thing
to prepare for. This podcast, send us the weirdest things you want, and we'll answer them here, and we'll be as weird as wonderful and as honest as possible as well.
Yeah, just to add to that, basically we just want, like I say, this podcast is not like any normal football podcast.
No.
We want to be weird, we want to be fun, comedic. So we asked basically people yesterday to ask us the weirdest footballing questions ever, and we're now going to go through. Mikey's going to sort of host us through some of these weird questions.
Yes.
And let's just get weird.
Let's just get into this. So the first one is, this question has been based, it's been focused on CR7, but...
Cristiano Ronaldo,
Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo, come on.
The boy.
But if you kind of think of another Premier League footballer, maybe same. But so, what would you do if you woke up as CR7? What is the kind of...
So talk us through I'm here for what, one day?
One day, and talk us through like maybe your morning routine. Like, what would you think be your first thing
I'd wake
do?
Up.
Yeah.
That's a good start. Shag the missus.
Okay.
Just first of all, look over.
You think that's the first thing
Ronaldo
would do?
First things first.
That's just quick.
I'd be so baffled because I'd be oh my God, I look good anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, I look unbelievable. I'm Ronaldo, I've got abs, I'd probably check my penis size.
You'd want to know that.
No, because he's so perfect with everything. Like, he's so good with everything. Good at football, so good looking.
I've never seen a nude get leaked.
Does
from
he have?
I know, that's crazy.
But does he have a big willy? I don't know. Anyway, so then I'd shag the missus, or at least try. No, that sounds weird. No, that okay. Is... Well, yeah, I'd get up. Ignore the missus bit. I'd get up.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Ronaldo sleeps? He would sleep with he'd sleep with his small little CR7 boxes on, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's like.
And then is that good for his compression and all that? Is that actually good for his body?
No, I don't know.
He'd
anyway,
actually think
I'd,
about
I'd go,
that.
I'd go look in the mirror. Just look at how sexy I am. Then I'd probably just go on Instagram. I'd just say something weird or do something weird on Instagram because he's got 200 million followers or whatever. Is it 400
he's
million?
He's got loads.
600, it's, whatever it is.
It's something crazy.
I'd say something weird, something really out there, something just to piss people off. I love Liverpool or, I don't know, fuck Man United or something. Yeah. Then I'd go out in public and just see how it
just
felt to be Ronaldo.
Embrace
I reckon
it
you last literally 5 seconds in public.
People are probably outside your where you live.
Yeah, you just get bombarded. I'd see how that is. I'd probably spend loads of money on something ridiculously stupid because he's just got loads of money.
Yep.
And I'd leave Saudi Arabia.
Why?
Just because, why do I want to play in Saudi Arabia? I'd go back to the Premier.
Money.
Yeah. What would you do as Ronaldo?
I'd probably wake up.
It's a good start.
I know, exactly. Wake up. Probably, I would love the body. I would look at myself like he does anyway. That's probably why he's so, what's the word? Arrogant? Is
vain?
That it? Yeah. Vain. There we go. And I'd wake up my son,
You'd wake up your son?
Yeah, because,
what? So,
because
hold,
he's going to work
on,
out.
No,
he's
pause,
doing, he's
pause.
Exercising.
The first thing you're doing, you're Ronaldo.
No, because I'm thinking what he'd do.
No, that wasn't the question. Mikey is Ronaldo for one day and he goes, first thing I'd do is wake up my son. That is shit.
Didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
No, that is shit.
All right,
go
fine.
On, go now.
No, you know what? I'll leave my son.
You'd leave your son.
I'll be a poor father.
Okay, so
you're promoting poor fatherhood.
No, I'm
fatherness.
Not. Also, why do you have to wake? Does your son not wake himself up?
No, because I'm at early 6 a.m. I'm working out. He's working out as well. He's being the best.
So Mikey,
he's being the best
thing,
in the world.
No. The first thing Mikey wants to do as Cristiano Ronaldo is go for a gym workout with his son.
Just see what it's like.
Not there's so much you could do as Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You don't go to the gym now.
Yeah, but maybe Ronaldo, he's like perfect.
Anyway, carry on, carry on.
And then I maybe, you know, go outside and see the public and then just kind of probably, I'd probably be a dick to the public.
Why?
Just because it's funny. He's like, oh, you're a fucking wanker.
Just cause some chaos.
Just cause chaos. Yeah, and Ronaldo, they'll go all over on. And he'll just have
would
to say
would you set
sorry.
A trend? Like shave your eyebrow off and see how
I'd probably start a TikTok account, start dancing.
Well, Lewandowski does that though.
Yeah, but like Ronaldo and everyone would follow him and people wouldn't find it weird.
If you like did some really like out there hairstyle, something with your eyebrow, your beard, or like just shave like
I'll grow a beard.
Shave like half your beard off, see how many people actually copy you just because you're Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo with a beard, that'd be quite good.
No, like half a beard, not just a beard, that's boring.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Ronaldo with a beard. But anyway.
Go on, next question.
Yeah, let's go to the next one because we're just don't going down. Go anyway, this is a good question, okay from Jack underscore ham 9. This is a great question, so thank you for that. This is a Shag, Marry, Avoid.
Yeah.
Haaland, Rooney, or Slabhead, Harry Maguire?
Shag, Rooney.
Shag, Rooney.
Avoid Haaland, marry Slab... No. Shag, Rooney.
You're answering it.
Marry Haaland, avoid Slabhead.
Why?
Because Shag, Rooney... Rooney's a dirty dog in bed, I reckon. Like, I reckon he loves it. Yeah, he's had a few stories about him. He obviously loves it. He's obviously
dirty great. Dog.
So at least if it's a good shag. Right,
that's arguable. Then okay,
I said I'd marry Haaland. You're just gonna be rich. He's just gonna be. He's like 21, isn't he? He's got like 10 years of football left. I'm just gonna be rich. I don't have to. There's no rule in marriage where you have to shag, so I don't have to do anything with him. I could just be a little gold
Fair
digger.
Enough, yeah.
And then I'd avoid Slabhead.
Why?
Just. I don't know why I always go to sex.
It'd be really fun.
Sorry.
It'd be really fun to be with me.
Why? Give me. Tell me, Harry.
I'm actually really nice behind closed doors.
But you're not nice in front of. Closed doors.
I'm just not very good at football. All right, that doesn't mean I'm not nice.
Harry, what would stay in character? Okay. Shag, marry, avoid yourself, Haaland, and Rooney.
So I'd avoid myself. No, I'd avoid myself because I just don't like myself. Can I avoid Haaland? Actually, he scares me. Playing against him, he scares me.
I agree.
Shag Rooney, he's my idol, and then marry myself because I've got to stay myself.
I think we're anyway, just going
to
move on to the next
one. Question. So this is a good question talking about Neymar and his transfer to Al Hilal.
Yeah.
Al Hilal? Is it definitely Al Hilal?
Al Ali? He's going to Saudi Arabia.
He's going to Saudi Arabia and he's I think it's here we go.
I think rather than see the boring thing of what do you think about Neymar going, I think we just quickly go into this. You ready? You're Neymar. I'm Saudi, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Neymar, do you want to come to Saudi Arabia?
Not particularly, no.
Hey, we will give you 2.5 million a week.
2.5, is that it?
Are you joking?
Hey, that's not enough.
We'll give you 10 million a week.
There you go, that's better. Thank you.
You just come to Saudi now.
Why not? It's actually my favourite place.
I hated it a minute ago, but now you give me 10 million a week, I love it. So hottest player.
Hottest player, okay. That is going to be... Ooh, what's
in
his
world
name?
Football. Can it be retired? Is it present? What is it? Anyone?
I think...
What's his name? Who are you talking about?
I'm trying to think.
Grealish.
Yeah, obviously, I knew you were going to say Grealish. You know what? I've been thinking about it.
Grealish.
I've been thinking about it. Lost his cheek for me. I think he's kind of...
Loftus cheek. Oh, that's so boring.
Okay.
That's
you just said Grealish. No, that's the most boring thing ever.
At least he's got a bit about him.
Loftus cheek does.
When's he shown that he's got a bit about him?
Does that make someone hot? Showing that you've got something about him.
No, Grealish is sexy, hot, and just, yeah.
Anyway, So, can you answer this Ange Postecoglou, please?
Okay, I'm now in character.
This is a good question from William Undersort Boggart 11.
No, you're not a Boggart.
I may have ruined that username.
Yep.
Anyway, how does Ange Postecoglou spend his summers?
Fuck knows. My summers just in Australia, just doing shit and that and playing soccer and just, I fuck knows. I literally don't have an answer for you about that.
That's all right, Ange.
This summer, I just spent begging Harry Kane to stay at Spurs and he decided to fuck off a few days before we played Brentford. So I thought we was going to stay and he didn't. So it was pretty shit.
Well, thank you, Ange. Appreciate
your
honesty.
Absolutely blagged the shit out of that. And I don't know where this action is going, so can we move on to the next question?
Anyway, in what kind of... This could be actually any of the top leagues.
Any top leagues?
Yeah. Which manager do you think you kind of is the dirtiest dog, like behind closed doors?
The dirtiest dog?
Yeah, you know, like you look at a manager and you think, oh, you are...
Like if a manager winks, you'd like it. Like if he looks at you and give you that sort of like look of list, like,
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, so who do you think? I just gave a sexy look to the camera, kind of.
Yes. So who do you think? What manager?
Oh, that's tough. Because I think Daishi's got a bit about him.
Oh, he loves, like, he loves to destroy you as well. Oh, he would. Ooh.
Go on.
What? Where are we going, lads? Oh, we're going tonight. We're going out clubbing.
Yeah, what's going on?
The Everton boys, they're at home now. I'm going out.
I don't want to fucking come out clubbing, no, managing Daish.
You don't, or you do?
I don't.
You're not coming out then, Pickford. Fuck off. Go home.
So I'd say Daishi's dirty dog.
Dirty dog, but like...
I think Mikel Arteta, because he is good looking.
Oh, he's going to be like, so like... You know,
he's going to be intimate, I reckon. Too perfect.
Yeah, and he... Oh, yeah, I don't think he'd actually do much. He'd be too scared to do stuff.
So what manager do you think is the biggest, dirtiest dog?
I think Klopp.
Klopp?
Yeah. Because he's just, you know, he's lovable.
Go on, give me a few lines that Klopp would say to you to get you going.
Oh my, oh, this is amazing. Oh, oh, boom.
I didn't mean...
Oh, wait, no.
I didn't mean climax as Klopp.
Oh, what did you mean?
What would Klopp... So I'm a girl.
Oh, shit.
How does Klopp...
I planned that in my head again.
How does Klopp talk... How does Klopp get me to bed him? That makes sense. How does Klopp flirt?
Well, he uses his German experience.
I've got a proper German.
That's fine.
But yeah, he uses the fact that he's a manager. Why wouldn't you use that as a manager? Like, hey girl.
You're not touching my hand.
I manage Liverpool FC.
That's like it. So basically, you tell him your job.
Yeah, but that's the main thing in most conversations.
But what does he use his... I mean, he's quite body language, isn't he?
I reckon he's a good dancer.
He'd be so touchy-feely.
So he'd use his dance. Oh, you're true, actually.
I don't mean to be horrible, but no, word.
Yeah, but...
Did you say he uses dance moves?
Yeah, because I reckon he's got proper dance moves. Like, he's just, you know, banging his chest on the dance floor.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
Right, move on.
Anyway. So, this is going back to your OG Boys career so
Whoa,
far.
Oh, yeah? Change of...
What moment or what character has made you kind of look like the biggest twat? Or what moment has... Showed what, so your biggest twatness.
When do I feel like the biggest twat, or do I look like the biggest twat?
Both.
I feel like I look like the biggest twat when I didn't realize how bad the trim was, but I actually tried to grow the Grealish hair, and now I look back at it, I think although I did kind of maybe a little bit pull it off, I also look like a right twat.
I do agree.
Yeah, you could have told me then, but it's fine.
Yeah, but sometimes in the moment, you know,
I think I look like the biggest twat playing as him, probably. No, that's a lie. That's a massive lie. It's Todd Boehly with that wig on, the shirt, the shorts tucked in. Todd Boehly, and I love doing Todd Boehly. Todd Boehly's so easy to do.
Yeah, you're good at Todd Boehly.
Yeah, but it's just easy. It's just like the
you just go into
stereotypical.
Him.
Like,
you just blow into him. Yeah. And just
who have you looked like the biggest twat?
Biggest
basically,
twat.
I think it's basically someone that when I'm filming you, I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah, you do a
so
take.
So tell them what that is. Who's the character when you're filming me? So when you're filming me, what character do you want to punch in the face the most? Is it Todd?
That is probably Todd, actually, because when you really get into it, you do it, that American accent. Nothing against Americans, sorry. That American accent Chaz does is just, it's vile.
So yeah. I'm going to say, flip it back to you.
Yeah, flip it back to me. What would you say for me?
Oh, that's tough. I think it's when Mikey does like, I'm not going to say one character, it's emotional characters. He's really good at like creating like sad emotions.
Thank you.
It is a compliment, but he's
so
really
much.
He does like this really just punchable face when he cries, and it's like, and you look at him and you just think, I just want to slap you right now, like, and it basically when the shot's done you think that was brilliant, but at the same time look in the camera and just show them that stupid that look for those listening to the audio. He's actually made himself cry.
Hey.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, cheers
on making yourself cry.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a tangent here, but OG Boys. There's a little topic, little rumor. We're not starting OnlyFans. I was going to make a joke. No, I was going
to
make a joke about. You're actually crying.
Oh, no, I was actually crying there.
OG Boys.
Light to my eyes.
OnlyFans, right? Someone asked a question, a weird question.
Yeah.
OG Boys start on OnlyFans, but as a character. So, what character would OG Boys start on OnlyFans as? So,
does it have to be one? Or could it be a few?
Well, you pick.
Just
tell
have
me.
A, you know, a cast
tell me.
Of
what
characters.
What would you go for? OnlyFans start. OnlyFans, OG Boys start on OnlyFans as what character?
I think the first one has to be Grealish because he's, you know, sexy. And you can really utilize
his calves. I disagree.
Why?
Because people
you asked
love...
me a question.
People love Grealish for like him. So himself starting OnlyFans would be brilliant.
Well...
But us doing it, I think someone like Pickford. Imagine Pickford, me as Pickford on OnlyFans.
Okay, you'd actually...
I'd be like, take my fucking trousers off.
You'd meet a niche there because there'll be a lot of people like who love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bit weird.
So they'll be like watching you. Like, yeah, all right.
So what character would you do as OG Boys character?
See, I keep going back to Klopp, but I want to be kind of different.
No, I think Klopp would be good.
I think Maguire though.
Go on, do give us a little teaser of Maguire, OG Boys, Maguire OnlyFans.
Oh, hey you there. Thanks for tuning in. Stay till 10 more minutes and you can see more.
That is so bad. Now give us a Klopp one.
Ah, well. That was a bit too German.
Go.
I'm trying to get... Ha ha, boom. Guys. Oh, we've got 100 viewers. Get it to 200 and I'll take some clothes off.
On that note.
That's my little thing.
I'd go Pickford. And who else would I go as OnlyFans? I'd go Topoli. People love Topoli.
I'd be like, oh my God, like totally touch me right there. And then just keep, if you pay loads of money, I'll do anything that you want. And welcome to OG Boys Predictions, where we are here with the OG Boys making predictions on this weekend football.
Was that good? Did I sound like Jeff Sterling?
Not at all.
Not in the slightest.
I mean, it's a great start to the segment, so thank you.
Yeah, well, we're going to go in straight into the first game. So this is a little segment where we've got access to the managers, we've got access to players, we've got access to pundits,
and
we're going to make some predictions about football this weekend. I don't know why I'm sat forward, got a bit excited.
You do you, mate.
Notts Forest versus Sheffield United. Does anyone give a shit?
That's a Friday night banger, mate. Everyone cares about that game.
Really?
Mate, I can't wait for that one. Oh, you're excited? God, I'm so excited.
Name me three Notts Forest players.
Did I say excited? I meant. Oh,
Next game, Luton versus Burnley. We have heard that is postponed. Rob Edwards, we are with Rob Edwards, the Luton manager.
Yeah,
Rob, why is that game postponed?
So, as you may know, the stadium is not quite to the capabilities and the what's the criteria.
Your stadium is shit.
It doesn't meet the criteria of the Premier League. That's all. It's not shit. It's really good, actually.
It's really good. It's really iconic, but it's shit.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Next game, we are going to Liverpool. Jürgen.
Yeah, hello.
Predictions for this weekend.
We win 2-0. No, wait, Bournemouth. No, 5-0.
At home?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to score?
So, Salah, Nunes, Diaz.
Salah. Salah hat-trick.
Yeah, I've captained him, so I have to be.
So, you're going to start him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you give me your...
Who do you want me to be?
Bournemouth manager. What's his name?
Adriola. I don't know his name.
He's not a goalkeeper.
I don't know he's Spanish, I think. Hola. Spanish. I'm Bournemouth
it a go,
manager.
Then.
I do not know what his name is. I don't know if this is accent. But
sorry, Bournemouth fans.
I'm sorry, Bournemouth fans, but this is the accent I'm going with. It's a very tough game away at Liverpool. Anfield atmosphere is very good. My accent is changing. But we are going to probably lose 5-0.
Right, Wolves Brighton. At Wolves. After their great performance against Man United.
Who am I going to be? Gary Nittwell. As long as the fucking referees aren't fucking being dickheads and giving us fucking not giving us penalties, we might fucking turn up and fucking this, fucking that. I don't know why he's a swearer, but he is.
Is that his accent?
Brighton
as well?
Manager De Zerbi. How what's your prediction for the game?
We win 3-0.
How was do that again?
We win 3-0.
3-0. Away.
Yes. We Brighton, we very good.
Who's
I have no idea where he's from, by the way.
Who scores the goals?
So Mitoma. What is the March?
What is my player's name? I can't remember my
and
player's
then,
name.
Dunk.
Dunk? Header?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, we'll move on to...
Obviously.
Fulham versus Brentford, London derby that loads of people care about. Mate, we are here with Mitrovic. Are you staying at Fulham?
Fuck no, I'm gone, mate.
Where
I'm
you
gone. You know that place where everyone else is going?
MLS?
Saudi Arabia.
And how much are they paying you?
Oh, well, it's a bit more than Fulham.
How much more?
I think 20 grand more. So it's pretty good.
No, it's definitely like 20 no, million definitely more, isn't it?
But yeah, I think he's going to go. I think he's going to go.
As you're on your way, give us a Fulham-Brentford prediction.
Fulham-Brentford. I'm going to go 2-1 Brentford.
Okay, moving what? On.
Is that a bad
good
is
evening.
That a bad prediction?
Good evening. My name is Unai Emery. I'm going to give you my prediction for Aston Villa versus Everton. I don't know what
you had a very bad evening the other day, didn't you? Very bad evening.
Are you a good evening? Bad evening. I had a very bad evening at St. James's Park.
Yeah.
With Eddie Howe. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but Eddie Howe.
Mike, what's his name? Tindall. What's
Jason
his name?
Jason Tindall, yeah.
I'll get involved,
please. Come get in camera free.
You all right, lads?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so basically there, yeah, a little funny joke of Jason Tindall, banter. Who loves the attention.
Great.
Banter.
Wait, Sean
Dyche. Aston Villa, no. Good evening, Sean Dyche. What is your prediction for our game this weekend?
Well, I think we don't really score much. We don't really concede much. I'm going to go 0-0.
So you don't think that we are going to score lots of goals against you?
No. Have you seen my defence?
Have you seen that we have Ollie Watkins and Diaby and other really good players? I can't remember the strikers other than the forwards for Aston Villa.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have... Is Tarkowski still there? Michael Keane?
Yes.
Yeah, and Pickford, obviously. Yeah. You know what, mate? Fucking mate. Pickford. Good evening, little prick. I fucking hate him.
Are you gonna keep a clean sheet? A clean sheet?
Fuck knows. We couldn't even keep one at home to Fulham. You fucking
Fulham are a good side.
Sorry.
You look like you're about to pass out.
Okay. What was our prediction for that game?
0-0. What's yours?
Good evening. My prediction is going to be... What I like about Unai Emery, by the way, complete tangent, is you could ask him any question, but he will always start off with good evening. So ask me like a yes or no question.
When's your birthday?
Good evening. My birthday is, I don't know. No, but anyway, good evening. We are going to win 3-0.
3-0.
You are going to be scored by Ollie Watkins. I don't know why I've gone German, because I just have gone German.
Oh, now here with David Moyes and... We are playing Chelsea at home.
Argentinian? Hello?
Sorry. No.
Pochettino.
David Moyes is talking to Todd Bowley. Todd Bowley, dude. I'm talking to myself. Yes, you're talking to yourself.
Keep going with this.
This is a really tough thing to do. I've never done two characters going back and forth together.
I think that we're going to score lots more goals and we're going to beat those hammers.
I don't think you will beat those hammers because we got a really defensive low block. I've got spits on my chin, which I'm just going to wipe off quickly. I don't know if we've got Harry Maguire anymore because I think the deal might have collapsed. But to be fair, I think I might collapse soon. I'm getting quite old myself. I think we'll make a good result against Chelsea, and I hope we do because Todd Bowley cheats the FFP.
I do not cheat the fucking FFP, you c***. Why is that? Sorry, I didn't mean to say that word. I'm going to have to bleep that. Sorry, producer Lawrence.
The prediction for West Ham versus Chelsea.
Yeah, what was that prediction?
Todd Bowley predicts that there will be 2 touchdowns for Chelsea and 0 touchdowns for West Ham.
And Scottish David Moyes predicts that there will be
one, this is great.
One
this is
goal
absolutely great.
For West Ham scored by the shittest technical football player in the world, Mikel Antonio.
Oh, yeah, the one you said you had better ability.
David Moyes, I don't have better technical ability.
Sorry, Charlie.
That really good-looking lad from the OG boys, Charlie, has it. He's very good. But we're going to win 1-0.
That was honestly great.
That was tough, by the way.
I could see that was tough, but that was good.
I'm just going to give the audio, if the audio is I just did 2 characters at once. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was Chad.
Randomly, what is you're a Chelsea fan. What is your West Ham-Chelsea prediction?
3-1, absolutely.
It's West Ham, yeah?
No! 3-1 Chelsea. Come on.
Come on.
Jackson's going to score 2.
Michael?
No.
Oh, no, we can't. Okay, moving on. Crystal Palace versus Arsenal. So, Woy, are you going to fight Arteta?
Well,
who's that?
Just getting into the zone.
Okay,
yeah. Depends, really. I can't even remember his voice, but...
Boy
Hodgson. If he gets in my face, I will. I'll smack him on. I realised, fuck it, I should have done that to Max Lowe the other day.
So hold on, Roy Hodgson, you are going to fight Mikel Arteta?
I'll punch him in the jaw.
Why?
He's a prick.
He's a bit of feisty on the sidelines.
He is. And that could be good.
Hola, I am not feisty on the sidelines.
Yeah, you are. You think you're all that? Oh, I'm Pep Guardiola.
Hold on, who have you? Who are you now? You don't sound like Roy Hodgson. Palace got a new manager.
Boy, I'm still boy.
Okay, we're gonna do a back and forth. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so for context here, I'm Mikel Arteta. Mikey is Roy.
Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson and Mikel Arteta fight on the sidelines.
Oh, mate.
Fuck you, Roy.
What? Why?
Because
I'm winning, yeah.
Because, hola, I'm overly feisty on the sidelines for no reason.
Yeah, and Crystal Palace win 2-0.
Okay, I do not like playing Crystal Palace, I agree. But now you don't have Wilfred Zaha, you're rubbish.
Yeah, he fucked off.
Why, are you okay? I thought we were going to have a fight. Why are you getting upset?
I miss my boy.
Okay, we're going to move.
Wait, what's the predictions though? Predictions of that game?
Arsenal Palace, I think Palace are crap.
Oh, I agree.
I'm going to go 3-1, pal. Arsenal.
3-1.
You? Don't I'm even think.
4-0 Arsenal.
Wow.
I know, that's big. That's big.
Tottenham. No. Ange Postecoglou. Tottenham versus Manchester United. Please tell me I don't have to go from Postecoglou to Ten Hag again, or are you going to do it?
This club will be Ten Hag. Hello.
Okay, so yes. you're Ten Hag this
time. Ten Hag, hello. And what do you... Are you ready for the game?
I'm ready for the game, mate. Yes. I thought that you guys were absolutely terrible against Wolverhampton.
No.
And I think that...
We got 3 points. What did you get? That's right.
We got 1 point against the mighty Brentford.
Yes, we got 3 points.
Great side.
Against the mighty Wolves.
They are scary Wolves. But anyway, no, we've got the mighty Richarlison up front and he's going to score some mighty, bloody
he's a great
well,
replacement for Harry Kane. A great replacement for Harry Kane.
I hope that's not sarcasm, otherwise I'll get myself right over to you right now. We'll have a fight. Not Mikel Arteta and Roy Hodgson. We'll have a bloody fight.
What is it with fights right now? What is it?
I don't know. We're talking about a lot of fighting.
Yeah, I'll get Martinez on you. He's
did
a scary
you pay
boy.
The referee, did you? Hey?
Whoa, hey? None of that, please.
That's what you did. You paid the referee for the bloody VAR, didn't you?
Yeah, but they apologized.
Didn't you, fella?
They apologized.
Yeah, but you still paid him, mate. They can apologize afterwards. Doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, whatever. You're going to loot.
So you admit that Manchester United paid the VAR?
No comment. No
you
comment.
You admit it, didn't you?
No comment.
My accent is so bad right now.
What are your predictions for the game, Ange?
I actually predict that we're going to beat Man United. Two goals to the one. What about you, Eric?
I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. Okay. 1-1 cannot be a
and
win.
And then, actually, I want your actual prediction. Mikey's actual Tottenham versus Man United prediction.
I think... Oh, I was going to say... I think a draw...
I don't even think.
A draw. 2-2 draw. 2-2 draw.
I'm going to go with Tottenham 2-1.
Bruno Fernandes getting sent off.
Nah.
I hate him. Sorry.
Moving on. Actually, no, a big game then. That's a big game.
It is a big game. Nah, it used to be a big game.
What?
I'm joking. It was a joke just for the dig of the fans.
Do you reckon Maguire will play because he potentially not going to West
Ham
anymore?
He won't play, though.
Why?
Because he's not good enough.
Maybe he comes back now because he was going to go to Tottenham.
He'll really be on the bench. He won't even come on. He won't come on.
Harsh. Man City versus Newcastle. More
that's
than you believe.
Big game. Big
this
game.
Is the biggest game of the season so far.
Yes.
It's the biggest game.
Eddie Howe's
who are you going to be
accent?
In
what's
this
his
character?
Accent? What's Eddie Howe's accent?
I don't know. Eddie Howe is a quite a posh character.
Right. How's it going?
Sorry?
I don't know.
Just
it?
Carry on.
Hello.
So, Eddie.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What's the so Man City, what's the score?
All I can say is it's going to be 3-2 to Man City. So we're going to lose.
So, Eddie Howe, you're telling me that you're going to lose.
Yes, because it's Man City. What do you expect?
Will you just be positive?
Yeah, but... I'm just being realistic. Sometimes you have to be realistic. I've got Tonali. He loves Newcastle, by the way. He really does love Newcastle.
Are you okay?
I just wanted to let everyone know, Tonali loves being at Newcastle.
Why would we think that's right?
I don't know. Anyway, Pep, predictions
for
Man City versus Newcastle.
Pep got his predictions for Man City Newcastle. More than you believe! This is the biggest game of the season so far. The biggest game of the season. And we are going to win this game because Haaland is not going to score two. In the first half, he's going to score three. And then I will shout at him again at halftime just to make myself look good for the cameras and to make it look like I'm actually trying to do something. And I'm not really sure where this accent is going.
It's good. Let's carry on.
But I think Haaland will score three.
Three goals.
In the first half.
In the first half.
And I will stop him because I don't want him to score loads of goals because I always want Messi to look better than Haaland.
that's the reason.
And that's it from Pep Guardiola. I think Newcastle will be good. I don't know why I keep going like this. But this is what I'm doing.
I'm going to also ask Jack Grealish, what do you think about the game? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, Dudley, I'm from Birmingham, mate.
Yeah?
I'm from Birmingham.
So can you explain what you think is going to happen in the game?
Well, I'm from Birmingham.
We know that.
I didn't play in the first game against... Who did we play again?
You played Burnley.
Away. I didn't even come off the bench. I was pretty bloody fuming. But then I had a fantastic night out. And...
Really?
I'm a bit hungover, actually.
So can we go back? What do you think is going to happen in the game?
I don't care if I don't play.
That's me.
Don't care.
You don't care about the club?
Got girls in my DMs, mate.
Yeah, you do. You cheeky boy.
Why are you looking at me like you're in my DMs?
I just wish I was you, really.
Most people do.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I think if Pep Guardiola starts me on the left wing, I'll die 45 times. I will probably get no assists and no goals because my production's not that great. But I'll play all right most of the game. My calves will look pretty good. My hair will look pretty shit. And, yeah, we'll probably win because we're Man City.
Yeah.
And we might win the treble again.
You win the treble again?
No, I didn't score three goals. I mean, I don't really know what the treble means. I was too pissed, mate, most of the time in the home. I was just
Do you remember any of that?
No. Remember what?
Getting good answer.
For me, wasn't it? I don't think Jack Grealish is that smart to be able to do that.
I think he's... No, he's not that smart. You know who isn't smart? Luke Shaw. He's dumb.
Whoa,
sorry.
Why are we telling him
I know
him
completely,
Luke?
Yeah, because he's just not... Whoa! He's not a smart fella.
So you're calling Luke Shaw dumb?
Slightly.
For what reason?
Being dumb.
But why? How's he dumb?
Because he's just... If someone's dumb because they're not that intelligent. So that's my answer.
You sound dumb because you've given the reason for him being dumb.
I gave it.
What was it?
A reason he's not intelligent.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm going to flip it back to you, Jack. You're going to be Jack Grealish now as well.
Oh, you're right, mate. How's it going?
That's probably better than mine, actually.
Thank you, mate.
So, Jack,
yeah,
predictions
mate.
For
going?
Man City Newcastle?
Well, I actually think I'm going to play really well. I'm going to cut in from the left, you know. Stick it to the right, not actually score, hit the post. Haaland will fucking come in, steal my goal, steal my thunder. And he fucking gets man of the match again when I play better.
You got a night out afterwards?
Obviously, I didn't think I had to say that.
Good point. Right, I think we're going to finish this segment off with a rapid, quick fire.
Yeah?
Oh, no, you're not.
Sorry.
Jack. You're not Jack anymore.
Yes.
We're going to go with a rapid, quick fire predictions, okay? So I'm going to read out the game. We're going to go rapid predictions.
Fuck.
Okay,
both
ready?
Or one each?
Just, I'll read it. Bang, bang. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Notts Forest, Sheffield United.
0-0.
1-0. Luton, Burnley. Postponed. Can't talk about that game. Liverpool, Bournemouth.
4-0 Liverpool.
6-2 Liverpool.
Fucking
hell. Wolves versus Brighton.
Oh, 3-1 Brighton.
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah. Fulham versus Brentford.
1-1.
3-1 Brentford.
Fuck, okay, wow.
Villa versus Everton.
0-0.
4-0.
Fucking hell.
West Ham versus Chelsea.
3-1 Chelsea.
2-4 Chelsea.
2-4
Chelsea. 4-2
okay.
Chelsea. Palace versus Arsenal.
3-0 Arsenal.
2-1 Palace.
that was spicy.
Tottenham versus Man United.
2-2. Go on.
3-1 United.
Fuck off.
I'm pretty sure earlier I said that Man United are going to lose.
Yeah, you did.
Man City, Newcastle.
3-2 Man City.
3-3 again like last year. And Mikey, finish off this podcast with Harry Kane talking about how much he loves Germany.
I love them because it's such a nice place to stay, live, play football and win trophies.
How much do you miss Tottenham, Harry?
Zero.
I miss Tottenham. Zero.